Before we begin, family, a quick heads up. This story is a horror game, and as such, it is full of things that might disturb your dreams, follow in your footsteps, and haunt your waking hours. Please check the episode description for a full list of content warnings before proceeding. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening. Decades have passed. The children are now men, gathered in dismal Pennsylvania for Adelaide's funeral. But the woods remember. The service for Adelaide is over. It was held in this small, stuffy church here in this coal-dusted town of dismal Pennsylvania. The funeral was mostly exactly as you thought it would be, except for the haunting playback of Adelaide's voice. They had a recording of her. It was, you know, lifted in song, and it was accompanied by a high, lonesome tune of her fiddle that she used to play. And as you both step out of the heavy, stifling air of the church and into the crisp afternoon, the gravel crunches under your boots, and as you stand outside the church doors, looking around the small gathering of mourners, your eyes land on each other's faces that you haven't seen in over 20 years. But despite the decades that have passed, you recognize each other instantly.
Zeke.
Well, I thought that was you, dear W.
Good to see you again. And I'll extend my hand.
Zeke takes a moment, and then he takes a hand.
Likewise. I wish it was under better circumstances. Shit, man.
Yeah. She was a good one.
Better than the two of us.
That's for damn sure.
What does W look like now?
W is in his late 30s. He's got a kind of a scraggly beard going, tallish. He's probably about 6'1", 6'2", sandy brown hair. His eyes are a little deep set, sharp features. Rugged looking. He's just kind of wearing a flannel jacket. He's got a long, wicked looking machete hanging out by his belt and a rucksack over his shoulder filled with gear. It looks like he spends more time outdoors than anything. His skin is kind of weathered, and you can tell the sun's kind of had its work on his face.
Okay. And for Zeke, what do we see?
Zeke, strangely enough, was taller when they were younger, but has now looks up a little bit at W. He stands at about 5'10", maybe. He's wearing these like fine black denim work overalls over. He had a little like suit jacket on for the ceremony. Like, I think this scene probably happened near his pickup truck, and he was throwing that in there and throwing on like his warmer, like one of those like wool jackets that are like big and poofy on the inside, but like nice corduroy on the outside. He keeps a nice like trimmed the little curled mustache and a bushy little beard at the bottom. He's starting to gray from, he's got like a salt and pepper going where it used to be like a deep black, and now it's some flecks of gray, both in his mustache, his beard, and his sideburns. But it looks like he tries to keep his, like, you know, he keeps his face clean otherwise. And sleeping in the back seat of his truck in a big dog bed is a black German Shepherd with a red collar that's sort of just sitting there, sleeping under like a big blanket, kind of like laying there waiting for the ceremony to be done.
Hell of a drive to get here, but I wouldn't want to miss this.
Staying in town long, or heading back to the city?
Philly can wait. I took some time off, so I've never taken a prince up here before. Might go on a hike sometime with him.
As he gestures to the dog, who like perks his head out.
Well, listen, why don't you come by my cabin? Have a drink. Bradley.
You're, I think I could pencil you in. Lead
we
the
sure
way.
We sure are a city slicker now.
not too much.
As you both are standing outside the church, there is a shift in the wind, and it starts to blow a bit coming in from the forest. And immediately, both of you get this overwhelming urge to see that spot again, that old fort in the woods. It's just the flashes of memory from your childhood hit you both at the same time. And it's strong. It's a little overwhelming.
What do you think if we go visit that old fort that we had when we were kids?
You think that thing's still standing after all this time?
Honestly, I don't know, but I'm kind of curious now after all these years. I've kind of avoided that place.
Well, I don't blame you. What in God's name are you doing? I mean, suppose we could. I mean, if we're going to be up drinking all night anyway, we might as well stretch our legs out. Hell, Prince could use a nice trail through the woods.
Oh, hold the rucksack over my shoulder and just kind of open it up on the ground and pull out a bottle of whiskey. I think we'll be set.
Pour one out for her over there.
Good idea. You always had good ideas, Zeke.
And
I think you remember the way.
Yeah. Why don't we drive part way? my knees aren't as light as they used to be.
Gonna say, those are pretty fancy shoes you got on. Wouldn't want to get them muddy now.
I got my work boots in the back. Christ. Hop on in. Don't mind the smell. That's just Prince.
Like it smells like, you know, like a dog lives in here. Like it's not like he did anything in there, but just like, you know, like that, you know, an animal lives somewhere. Like that's, it's kind of like, yeah, the smell of dog food. Like it emanates from his truck.
As I get in, I was, "Gooch on, Prince."
Prince lets you. Yeah, Prince sort of like hops into the back seat and sort of sits there with his head like out, and he definitely like is sniffing you. Prince always has a good judge of character.
Yeah, just make sure he behaves. You can see that WD is not 100% comfortable with this German Shepherd breathing over his shoulder.
For the sake of audio, I'm not going to make a whistle or a click. I'll just say that Zeke like clicks his tongue a little bit, and almost like at attention, Prince like perks up and then just does the dog thing of spinning in a circle for a moment and lays down.
It's about 1931. So your car is probably
like a rickety old Ford.
Ford. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a 1931 Ford model.
Those look classic.
they look very boxy.
Yeah. Well, it's perfect for him who, you know.
But yeah, it's a very popular car model. So we'll say that you have this car as you guys make your way. And then you finally make your way to the edge of the forest as you pull up and park.
Yeah, imagine it's one of those like dirt pull off parking lots where you go into a trail and stuff. And
imagine just the suspension on these 1931 cars. It's not that great. So I can imagine bouncing around a
rickety,
whole,
yeah.
A whole lot.
All right. Well, I guided us this far. You're going to take over, Mr. Mountain Man.
I'd better get them work boots on.
Yeah, you know it.
And Zeke will go around to the back of his truck, and he opens it up, and Prince hops out. He's going to take a leash and kind of like wrap it around his hip, but he's not going to let Prince be on the leash right now because he's just stretching his legs. He's going to grab his own backpack. You'll see like a long like a toolbox. He opens it up, and inside you can see he's got some work gloves, boots. He puts the boots on. He's got a backpack with some of his like supplies. You can see that there's like animal traps and some like deterrents and things like that, and you can see Philadelphia Animal Control sort of labeled on some of the equipment in here. And you do see that he has pieces to the assemble into a rifle that he kind of puts into a case into his long backpack. I mean, if I remember, there might be bears up in these woods.
Sure are.
I don't know what if you're cool stick with it. Animal control. Animal control. Yeah, handle some mostly varmints and bugs, insects, and
rabbits.
When you say rabbits, he kind of like has a hang of a, like a flash of a memory he doesn't like completely have the pieces to, like a broken puzzle. Nah, no rabbits. Not that I can remember. But they're usually not the invasive type. Mostly raccoons and things like that.
Well, there ain't no need for that leash of yours. Prince will be fine out here. So long as he doesn't get skunked.
That's what that's for. And he ain't that stupid.
You guys eventually make your way back. And for W, it's kind of like when you haven't rode a bike in a while. And you get back on, you suddenly just... Your body just knows how it works. And it leads you to that spot from many years ago. And it almost feels inevitable that you would end up back here, both of you, in this clearing with your friend from childhood. And you remember, even if you try to push it down, that bloody rabbit comes into your mind. A flash, a quick one. You remember the promise you made. And as you both step into the center of where... The fort used to be, the fort is gone, yes. You start to hear singing in the wind.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
And you hear Lady's voice. Lady is what everybody called Adelaide. You start to hear her voice in these woods, but she's not singing, but she's saying your name. She's saying hello. You hear, hello, W. Zeke? And it's coming from behind you.
Zeke, now you pay no heed to what you think you might be hearing now. That ain't nothing but trouble. You hear me? Look at me, Zeke.
What?
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
You ain't hearing nothing. You ain't hearing. You ain't hearing what you're thinking you're hearing.
Does it sound like Adelaide's voice that we heard on the recording, or does it sound like her as a child?
It sounds like her voice from the recording. It's an adult woman. And at first, it starts to fade in, and then it starts to form and shape and become clearer and clearer. And then you start to hear footsteps as well, get closer. Are you guys going to turn around and give me a hug?
Don't.
Zeke's going to Prince heal and, get Prince close to him. How is the dog reacting to this?
The dog is not reacting at all.
Okay. Is there something behind us I should know about?
No. Don't pay it no heed.
You know what it sounds like.
I don't know what you're talking about, Zeke.
It's mighty rude to not say hi to a friend you haven't seen in years. Fellas?
Beautiful night, ain't it, Zeke?
The fuck are you doing? You hear it too, don't you?
I don't hear nothing.
You're not screwing
Zeke.
With me, are you?
You hear from behind you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can hear both of you. Now don't talk to me like I'm not... Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Don't you fucking dare. And I'll grab you by the lapel of your jacket and start pulling you. Let's go.
You tell me what the fuck's going on then. I don't get what's happening here. A few hours ago, I hear her saying goodbye to us. And now she's right behind us.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's just go and drink some whiskey, goddammit.
That's the first thing you've said.
You're going to hear footsteps as she gets closer. And eventually, just like out of the corner of your eye, peripheral vision, you see Adelaide coming into view as she stands in front of you both. Now what's going on? W, Zeke, it really is me. Hello? I didn't think you guys
I'm
come back after all these years.
Anywhere but in her direction.
Zeke, quit being a jackass. And he's just gonna...
Will, come on.
Is that really you?
It really is me. She's looking, she's like touching herself. You know, it's the adult version of her. And, I haven't described what Adelaide looks like. But Adelaide has dark hair. Well, now it's dark. She has, not turquoise, she has green. She has green eyes. Her skin has tanned from the sun. And her hair right now is in a braid in the back. And she's wearing a dress, actually. It's a yellow dress and it has sunflowers on it. She's wearing boots to walk in the forest. And she looks real. She looks corporeal, substantial. You can hear her and see her perfectly.
Is this some kind of joke, W?
Don't
y'all pulling a prank
no
on
heat.
Me?
No.
That's her right in front of us.
No, it ain't. It ain't. We gone and just buried her today. That. No.
Will, you can look at me. Will.
Not. And you'll see him rummage around into his coat pocket and pull out a little piece of wood that's painted blue. Mm. It just looks like a piece of siding that just kind of ripped off. And he's holding it in front of him, not looking at her. Stay away. A witch. Ghost. I don't know what the hell you are, but you ain't having me. I'm still not looking at her. I'm just gonna.
She, as you're not looking at her, you do feel a soft hand touch your shoulder. She says, Will, just let me explain to both of you. I know that I'm dead. I am a ghost. I stood right outside that stuffy church and listened to the recording of my own fiddle playing right alongside you, but I couldn't move on. I know that I'm stuck here until our debt is paid. Do you remember all those years ago?
I remember hitting my head pretty bad and the fort collapsing, and he doesn't want to say rabbit, rabbit. It's like caught in the back of his throat.
I'm sorry to drag you both into the dark like this, but this clearing and you too, you're the only real family I ever dreamed of having, and you saved me then, and I need you to help me finish this now.
Finish what? Do we need to...
And then as soon as you hear finish what, you hear the thump, 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 thump. And you see Rabbit Rabbit appears once again. Larger than any rabbit should be, clipped ear as it stands in front of you. And that brings our time in the woods to a close. A massive thank you to our players, Andrew Park as W.E. and Michael Gilbert as Ezekiel Green. My name is Maia, and I have been your game master and narrator. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, family, and remember, it's always best to leave them ghosts alone.